IUL versus index funds. Why comparing returns misses the point. By Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. Double dip advantage. Tax-free growth versus taxed gains. $1 doing two jobs. Index funds only work in one place at a time. If you're comparing IUL versus index funds by looking at account balances side by side, you're asking the wrong question. The real question is, how many jobs is each dollar doing? Index funds are a single-purpose vehicle. A properly structured IUL does two jobs at once, and that changes the math entirely. Dave Ramsey's crowd will tell you to buy term and invest the rest. It's clean advice. It's also missing half the picture. The wrong comparison is costing you. When people Google IUL versus index funds, they want to know which one grows more. Fair question. Wrong frame. A $500,000 IUL producing tax-free income in retirement can outperform a $1 million 401k producing taxable distributions. The numbers look backwards until you account for taxes. A dollar you keep is worth more than a dollar you earn and hand 30% back to the IRS. Here's where it gets interesting. Most people who've heard bad things about IUL heard them about a policy that was never set up to build cash value. Agents who structure for maximum commission load the policy with death benefit. That's the wrong prescription. The fix is max funded, minimum death benefit, which is the exact opposite of how 95% of policies get written. So when someone says IUL versus stocks and concludes stocks win, they're usually comparing a bad IUL to a good brokerage account. That's not a fair test. $1, two jobs. Here's the thing people miss about BankLite. When you deposit money into a properly structured IUL, it earns inside the policy. When you borrow against it to invest elsewhere, the full cash value keeps compounding as if the loan never happened. You're not withdrawing. You're borrowing. The policy balance stays intact. So if you put $100,000 into the policy and borrow $80,000 to buy a rental property or stocks, your $100,000 is still credited. The loan costs you roughly 4 to 5% historically. The policy earns 6 to 8% historically. That spread is the double dip advantage. Index funds only work in one place at a time. This is the and not or principle. BankLite is never a replacement for your index funds or your 401k or your Roth IRA. It's where every dollar lives before it goes into those vehicles. $1 does two jobs, earns in the policy and funds the deal outside it. The ultra-wealthy borrow against appreciating assets to fund new ones rather than liquidating, paying interest so the original keeps compounding. BankLite runs the same playbook, just accessible to people who aren't running a billion-dollar balance sheet. The tax math nobody runs. Most people don't model this out, so let me do it plainly. A Roth IRA grows tax-free, but you're capped at $7,000 a year and restricted by income. An IUL has no federal contribution limit and no income restriction. The growth is also tax-free when you access it through policy loans. IUL versus 401k isn't even close on the tax side. Your 401k defers taxes, it doesn't eliminate them. You're growing a balance you'll share with the government in 30 years. An IUL, properly structured, produces income you keep. Here's the liquidity advantage too. In early 2025, the S&P dropped roughly 20 to 25% before rebounding 30 to 40% in the same year. If 40% of your investable assets were sitting liquid inside a policy, you had fresh powder to buy that dip. Other investors were scrambling or sitting frozen. You were buying. Index funds sitting in a taxable brokerage don't give you that flexibility without a taxable event. A 401k locks you in until 59 and a half or charges a penalty. BankLite gives you access through loans with no tax consequence and no market timing forced on you. Receipts. The numbers in this post come from Ryan's thesis, not from projections we invented. Realistic IUL crediting rate. 6 to 8% historically, depending on the index and cap. Policy loan cost. 4 to 5% historically on participating loans. Illustrated rate ceiling, regulatory 6.3 to 7.5%. What illustrations are legally allowed to show. Sustainable income distribution rate when leverage is in use, 9-10% plus. This is an income story, not just a growth story. S&P 2025 drawdown and recovery, 20 to 25% drop, 30 to 40% rebound same year. For a deeper look at how BankLite compares to whole life, the IUL versus whole life breakdown, covers why the loan arbitrage works differently and why Nelson Nash's original infinite banking model has a structural disadvantage most creators won't admit. Before drawing any comparison, check these five things. Is the IUL max funded with minimum death benefit? Are you comparing income and retirement, not just account balances? Have you modeled the tax drag on your 401k distributions? Does the policy use a participating loan structure? Have you stress-tested rate integrity over 20 to 30 years, not just the illustrated rate today? If any of those five boxes are unchecked, the comparison isn't valid. Frequently asked questions. Does IUL outperform index funds? Comparing them on return alone is the wrong test. IUL earns at a historically lower rate than a pure equity index, but the policy loan mechanic lets $1 earn in two places simultaneously. When you account for taxes on 401k and brokerage distributions, the after-tax income picture often favors a properly structured IUL. What does Dave Ramsey say about IUL and cash value life insurance? Dave Ramsey opposes cash value life insurance, including IUL, and recommends buying term and investing the difference. His concern about bad agents and high fees is valid for poorly structured policies. His conclusion that the product itself is worthless ignores the double-dip loan mechanic that makes properly structured IUL fundamentally different. How is IUL different from a Roth IRA? Both produce tax-free income in retirement. The key difference is, a Roth IRA caps contributions at $7,000 a year and has income limits, while an IUL has no federal cap or income restriction. A Roth IRA also has no loan mechanic, so your money can only work in one place at a time. Can I use IUL and still invest in index funds? Yes, and that's the point. BankLite is not a replacement for index funds, your 401k, or real estate. It's where dollars live before they go into those vehicles. You borrow from the policy to fund investments, and the full policy balance keeps earning while the loan is out. That's the and not or principle. Is IUL better than whole life for cash value? For the double-dip loan strategy specifically, IUL has a structural advantage. The participating loan earns more than it costs, on average, which means the loan turns into an asset rather than a drag. In traditional whole life, the math runs the other direction. More detail on that comparison is at IUL versus whole life. If you want to see how your specific numbers run, that's what a strategy call is for. Book one, and we'll model the actual income comparison, not just the balance comparison everyone else shows you. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at LightStrats.com.